Good morning. We're starting Chayotim Klal and Aleph with the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah and the Kavod Sefer Torah, etc. So we're really moving away from Hilchos Tefillah to Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. The Chayotim in Siman Aleph says the following: Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur he mean tekanas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hasholem b'tekanas Ezra. Chutz mikriyas parsha zocher shehimi deraisa. So the first point he clarifies that Kriyas HaTorah is not a deraisa. The only exception where Kriyas HaTorah is deraisa is parsha zocher. Parsha zocher is a chiyuv that we, the moral learns out from Sukkim, that we have a chiyuv to read from the Sefer Torah, the parsha of zocher, parsha's what Amalek did to us. The Magen Avraham does bring an opinion that parsha's Pora is also deraisa. But other than that, all Kriyas HaTorah is a tekana. Now this tekana was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a Bach in Siman Tov Resh Pei Hei that the Bach understands that if it was a tekana made by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's rumors to in the Psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu made this tekana, so he feels that all Kriyas HaTorah has a din of the Raisa. But most Paiskim assume Tosis says not like that, and most Paiskim assume like Tosis that Kriyas HaTorah was the tekana of Moshe Rabbeinu as the conduit of the Rosham's Zibur, that's Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Av Bezdin. He was a Nossi and an Av Bezdin. And he and his Bezdin made a Tekana, like any Bezdin can make Tekanas. But that Tekana's Bezdin is a Drabonin. So what was this Tekana of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu's Tekana was that there should not go by 3 days without Kriyas HaTorah. So Shabbos, and then Yom Beis, and then Yom Hei, and then again Shabbos. So there's never a 3-day gap without Kriyas HaTorah. So that's the Tekana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ezra came along and added Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos Mincha. For the Tekana of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was only Kriyas HaTorah once on Shabbos. Ezra added a second Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha on Shabbos as well. There was another difference between the two Tekanas. Moshe Rabbeinu's Tekana was to read 3 psukim. 3 psukim, and that's all you have to read to be Yotze the Kriyas HaTorah of Monday or Thursday, according to based on the Tekana of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in regards to the people being the Ola and reading it, it could either be one person reading all 3 psukim, or 3 people, each person reading 1 pasuk. Ezra came along and said it has to be 10 psukim. And number one. Number two, each Ola has to read at least 3 psukim. And there has to be 3 Olim. So, whereas for Tekanas Moshe, 1 Ola could have been said all 3 psukim. We can't say 1 Ola could say all 10 psukim, but rather each person, there has to be at least 3 people getting aliyah, and each one has to read at least 3 psukim. So you can't have 1 person read 2, and 1 person read 5, 1 person read, 1. Each person has to read at least 3 psukim. And one of them obviously will have to read 4 psukim to reach a total of 10. Shabbos Mincha, which is the Tekana of Ezra, so in the Tekana, immediately in that Tekana, there was this halacha of reading 10 psukim. The only kriya which we're going to have, which is less than 10 psukim, is the kriya actually of Purim morning. The kriya of that we read late in Purim morning of Vayavoy Amalek is 9 psukim, and the Mor says that how can you read only 9 psukim? Since that's like 1 inyan, and the inyan is completed in 9 psukim, so therefore you're allowed to read only 9 psukim. But in general, the kriya has to be 10 psukim. This kriya is a tekana d'rabbanan, not a tekana d'raisa, and not a din d'raisa. Shabbos morning, the Gemara says that the tekana was not 3 olim, but 7 olim, or at least 7 olim. And there's also haftarah and a maftir, etc. What exactly to be read Shabbos morning? How often do they have to complete the Torah? That was not part of the tekana of Moshe Rabbeinu or of Ezra. That was actually put into place later on. But getting back to over here, the Kriyas HaTorah in general is a derabanan. Parshas Zocher is the raisa. L'chein b'nei kforim tzrichim l'kavit tzorah. L'lover l'ir l'shmaya Parshas Zocher. So people who live out in the villages, they don't necessarily always have a minyan to be able to read. for Parsha Zohar, they have a chiyuv to gather 10 people, get 10 people together to be able to read. Chazal only allowed Kriyas HaTorah to take place if there's 10 people. And if they can't get 10 people together, they should go into the larger city to be able to hear Parshas Zohar. Shasatchak, Yeshlismach HaMashi Yishma Bepurim Parshas Vayavoy HaMolek. The Magen Avraham feels that a person can be yotze the hizkiyah of Zohar by reading the story in Parshas, then the Parshas B'Shalach, the attack of Amalek and Kal Yisrael, which is the Kriyas HaTorah, which we read per morning. So even if there wasn't 10 people on that Shabbos, usually there will be 10 people getting together in the Kfar for Megillah on Purim. Or alternatively, if there's not, the person will go into the city for Purim morning. So going for the whole Shabbos is more challenging. So if you can't get to the city for the Shabbos and to hear Kriyas HaTorah of Parsha Zohar on Shabbos, he will go for Purim. He'll be able to yotze his chiyuv of Zohar by hearing the kriya of Amalek in Purim morning. Have a good day.